Good day, everyone. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, coming exclusively to you with your weekly insurance news wrap. So let's dive right in with our selection from this week's headlines. First on our list, a unique twist in the motor insurance domain. As our roads prepare to welcome more autonomous vehicles, the insurance landscape is set to undergo serious transformation. The anticipated floodgate of issues is outlined in Howden Rees' report, Shaping the Future of Risk. The report predicts that liability will pivot from drivers to the technology that powers these vehicles, signaling a shift towards product liability insurance. The projection is daunting. By 2030, half of the new vehicles will not only be electric, but also self-driving. But this coexistence of man and machine does complicate matters when trying to assess accidents and claims. As we stand on this cusp of change, one thing is certain: claims against manufacturers of autonomous vehicles are set to hike, complicating measures further and potentially inflating claims. In cybersecurity news, Coalition, a cybersecurity expert, is innovating with the launch of Coalition Re, an intermediary providing advanced reinsurance services. This groundbreaking addition will offer insurers a thorough insight into cyber risks embedded in their portfolios. What sets this apart is its bottom-up approach, allowing for precise pricing of non-proportional reinsurance contracts. Of course, besides the analytical perks, the product suite also offers a host of risk mitigation tools exclusively for Coalition's active cyber insurance policyholders, a much-needed light in the complex tunnel of cyber risks. Next, we have two stories that underline the importance of understanding the ins and outs of your insurance policy. A homeowner was left on shaky ground when her car theft claim got rejected by SQS, the reason being her car regularly being parked on the street, a detail left unmentioned in her policy. Likewise, a traveler found his reason for flight cancellation, the flight crew maxing out their legal working hours, outside the umbrella of causes covered by Lloyd's Australia. While both disputes faced rejections primarily, the latter was awarded a sum under a policy clause that factored in delays over 6 hours. These examples remind us yet again to examine our insurance policies closely and keep our insurers informed about any changes in our circumstances. That's it for this week's Insurance News Wrap. As always, Financial Services Online is here with a spectrum of personal and business insurance solutions. For more information, please visit financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Until next Thursday, stay informed and stay insured.